As the global community marks World Water Day today, the policy manager of Water Aid Ghana, Ibrahim Musa, says the celebration is not worth being observed as the nation has not done much to tackle perennial water problems. He therefore called on government to prioritize water by putting more resources into the water sector. Mr. Musa said this on Radio Ghana's current affairs program, Behind the News. He spoke to Abigail Labi.
This day, we should be talking about observing and not celebrating, because there is really very little to celebrate. It's really at the policy front that we thank government of Ghana and its relevant sector agencies for giving us at least the institutional framework and the relevant sector policies like water policy, provides environmental sanitation policy. And as we talk, the sector is busy preparing the strategic water sector development plan, and that is the only thing. Otherwise, the rural communities in far upper east, upper west, northern region, you talk about central region, you talk about eastern region, and even focusing on the theme for the World Water Day for 2011, talking about the cities, water for the cities, the response to the urbanization, that is a very huge challenge. And for us, instead of saying of celebrating, we will want to rather say that we'll be observing the day.
We still have issues of polluted water. Now there is the instance of cholera around us. It's reached the epidemic level. What are we not doing as a nation?
The challenge we have is that population keep growing, and as population keep growing, the enormity of our challenges also keep growing. So we'll continue to provide opportunities for people to learn and adapt to the changing circumstances. But let me say that one area that we need to actually partner strongly with government, and for government to realize this, they need to provide the required financial investment for the sector. If you look at the urban water situation, it is more than management contract challenge. If you look at Ghana Water Company, clearly over the past years, they don't have the required financial investment from government to be able to ensure that the worn-out equipment and machines are replaced in tandem with the growing urban population.
Policy manager of Water Aid Ghana, Ibrahim Musa, talking to Abigail Labi.